This Israel Report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
7:48, apologies for that. Anthony Wright, good morning to you. How are you?
Boker Tov. We haven't spoken much about things outside of the war in recent days, weeks, and even maybe months. So I thought it would be good just to start with a slightly off-the-wall story. And if you can think about a sport that would be the least likely sport that Israelis would play, then I would say ice hockey. But as it turns out, the Israeli women's national ice hockey team managed to somehow gain a 3-2 victory over the Estonian team over the weekend to claim the gold medal in their division at the International Ice Hockey Federation World Championships in Sarajevo. And as I say, it seems to be the most unlikely sport.
Completely. Yet, wow.
The Israeli women were on the ice. And the moment in the game for me, I didn't watch the whole game, but the one moment which really lives in my memory is watching the girls get together on the ice at the end of the game and singing Hatikva. And with all their hearts and with all the emotions coming out, and you could just feel everything that's happened over the last year and a half coming out of them right there. We have no idea some of the individual stories of those girls who were on the ice playing for Israel, but the amount of passion and emotion that came out during the singing of Hatikva made me unsurprised that we could somehow overcome Estonia in the final of this competition.
Incredible. Just absolutely amazing. It was like that one movie with the, what was it, tobogganing or something. It was
bobsleigh. Yeah,
bobsleigh,
yeah.
Exactly. Okay, let's talk about the rumors concerning the possible hostage release deal this week. I'm getting conflicting reports. What is the latest?
Okay, so we don't have anything firmed up. So I'll start out by saying whatever I say right now is pure rumor and speculation based on conflicting reports that are coming out of the press. But I'm going to share all of that with you anyway, on the basis that I'm not sure exactly how much of it may or may not be true. So the first thing that we understand is a number of different newspapers are reporting the possibility of dead bodies being returned to us on Thursday. Some are suggesting there will be four bodies. Some are suggesting there might be five bodies in Thursday exchange, the Thursday repatriation. But we don't really know. And let's just remember that in this current phase of the hostage release, let's just go through where we're at since the 19th of January, which was the first of the hostage releases in this current phase. We've had 19 Israeli hostages returned to us in six different exchanges. And we've also had five Thai nationals being returned out of Gaza. So there is due to be another, at least one or two returns. And let's remember also that the agreement up front was that 33 hostages would be returned from Gaza in this phase. So we have 19 Israelis who have come home. We also have the five Thai nationals who I don't think were part of the 33. In fact, I know they were not part of the 33. So even though we acknowledge that they've been released, but it's still only 19 out of 33. And we also knew that some of the 33 would not be alive. So now comes the moment when we are expecting to receive some of those who have been killed, four or five, according to the different newspaper reports. And then there is a report of a further release of live hostages over the weekend, Saturday again. Some newspapers are reporting there will be three. Some are reporting that there may be four. But even if we get, let's say, five bodies and four hostages, that's nine. It brings us up to a total of 28 out of the 33 who were promised in the first phase. So we're still not quite there in terms of getting all of those back who we were promised. There is a lot of speculation about how the dead bodies will be returned to us. And I heard a discussion on the radio this morning about whether there will be some sort of a ceremony where the bodies will be returned to us, whether Hamas will try to take advantage of this opportunity to dig things even deeper and to make things even more painful for us by creating some sort of a ceremony. There was some speculation as to whether TV stations will broadcast something live in the way that we've seen, where the live hostages have been returned. Some of them said Israeli TV wouldn't want to broadcast that. Others have said, well, if it's going to be broadcast on international media anyway, and it's going to be broadcast probably on the social channels, so why would Israeli TV choose not to? The other little piece which is relevant to this puzzle is whether Hamas will attempt somehow to add insult to injury by claiming that these are people who were killed by Israeli forces during the war, rather than acknowledging that they were killed by Hamas. And therein lies just another piece of this puzzle. So we're gearing ourselves up for what is going to be a very, very tough and emotional few days,
right,
as we expect to receive some of the dead bodies back and then to identify exactly who they are. Some of them we know, we've already accepted and understood, were killed. Some we don't know, although we've been advised that they were killed by Hamas. So there is a great deal of lack of understanding, and we really have no idea where this next few days is going to be taking us. And, you know, the question is, how do we give the correct respect to those who were killed and to their families as those bodies are returned to Israel? They will need to be taken immediately to the Forensics Institute for proper identification. I imagine that some of those bodies by now may have become decomposed. They might not be recognizable. They might need DNA testing. I'm not really quite sure. Will they be returned in coffins? Will they be returned in body bags? How do we see all of this playing out? We have no idea what to expect moving forward, other than we know that this is going to be an extremely, extremely, extremely tough few days. It was hard enough for us to witness those live hostages who came back looking emaciated. How much more will the emotions bubble over when we finally see dead bodies being returned in whatever form they come? I can't forget the return of the two bodies of the soldiers from Lebanon, which I think was back, I think it was in 2005, if my memory serves me correctly, when two Israeli soldiers who were captured by Hezbollah were returned to Israel. And we had speculated that they were dead, but we didn't really know for sure that they were dead until the moment came when we saw the two coffins being ushered across through the good fence, as it's called, the border between Lebanon and Israel. And the emotions that spilled out at that moment were just indescribable. It was actually broadcast on TV.
Right. But it was a different time as well, though. You didn't have a nation who was so traumatized. I mean, this is a traumatic event, you know, even the two soldiers. But you know, not to compare them, but this is a nation much more traumatized today.
100% correct. There is absolutely no doubt that that's the case. But I remember the emotions that bubbled over at that moment. We are more traumatized today. We've been through a lot more over the last year and a half. And there is no doubt that the trauma that we've experienced will just come gushing out as soon as we see, in whatever shape they come,
right,
the bodies.
And of course, we don't know
Israelis
who
being returned.
We don't know who this.
We don't.
And that makes it even more cruel. Isn't the deal that the live hostages need to be released first. Why aren't they being released on Thursday?
So again, the first 33 who were identified to be released, we were told up front that some of them would not be alive. And out of those 33, there were still many more who we knew to be alive and who were not part of that 33. Now, I think that some of those are being held back for later release are in the category of IDF soldiers, male soldiers, who are considered to be the least of the priority, the lowest level of priority. And as such, they are due only to be released much, much later, according to the arrangement that has been reached. So I have no idea exactly how the priorities were set and agreed upon. But what I do know is that whoever we are able to get back, of course, live is really important in order for us to be able to bring them home and to rehabilitate them. But we will not leave dead bodies behind either. And so at the end of the day, everybody needs to come home and we need to bring home, you know, alive or dead. Just to correct myself on the Lebanon exchanges, was actually in 2008 right. when Udi Goldwasser and Eldad Regev were released from Hezbollah, and we saw those two bodies coming over the border from Lebanon. I remember it so well. And I imagine that our trauma and our anguish and our feeling of just pure grief will be much, much stronger even than that when eventually we see some of our hostages being returned home in coffins or body bags from Gaza.
Wow. Not an easy week ahead. That is where we leave it. Anthony Reich, thank you as always. We'll catch Anthony tomorrow morning for the Israel Report at 7:45.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.